Your brothers,
they say,
why are you becoming so fat?
You know,
and she would say,
but I'm not eating anything.
It just keeps getting bigger. Brother said,
just
listen to what my sister
says.
She's not eating and she's getting fatter.
Ничего не ест, но толстеет.
Prabhupada said that when they were young, he always used to protect his sister. And if she ever did any nonsense, he said he would beat her. You know, like young boys and little sisters. And he said he was so much accustomed to beating his sister.
That,
you know, she got married when she was like 12 years old. And she went to her husband's home. And Prabhupada said, even then I used to go to her house and beat her. And then Prabhupada said, but one day my father told me, now she's married. She has husband. You don't have to go for beating.
That's not the point.
That's not giving permission to any of the grihasthas to misbehave.
Это не является разрешением для кого-то.
He loved his sister. One time we were in Mayapur.
Однажды мы находились в Майяпуре.
And Prabhupada was on the Vyasasana.
Прабхупада сидел на Вьясасане.
And Пишима was like sitting on the side.
Пишима же сидела сбоку.
And Prabhupada was like giving lecture.
Прабхупада давал лекцию.
And Пишима had so many flower petals.
Пишима было множество цветочных лепестков.
And like during the lecture, she kept throwing flower petals.
Постоянно кидала лепестки
цветков. And she was a super cook. You know, at that time she was probably like the best cook on the earth planet. And Prabhupada loved her cooking. And in the beginning, Prabhupada taught the devotees that we should not eat anything cooked in oil.
Что приготовлено на растительном масле.
We should only eat things that are ghee.
Мы должны есть только то, что было приготовлено на ги.
So Prabhupada preached that so much.
Прабхупада очень много проповедовал.
And the devotees very strictly followed it.
Поэтому преданные очень строго следовали этому.
But then he brought the devotees on their tour of India.
Но затем он повез преданных на тур по Индии.
70 or 71.
Это было в 70-м или 71-м году.
Something's burning.
Что-то
где-то. Electrical wires or something are burning.
Электрические провода или еще что-то.
Did anyone smell that? Hollow? Oh, maybe it's
hollow.
They tell them they should take the wires out of the hollow. So they toured all around India. And then they got to Calcutta.
Зачем они поехали в Калькутту?
And Prabhupada was invited to bring all the devotees to Pishima's home. So they went to her home and she cooked this amazing Bengali feast. I mean, it's like all the different provinces of India, they have different cuisines. And high class Bengali cooking is really super. Really super.
Super.
She cooked up this super feast.
Она приготовила этот супер пир.
And Prabhupada was very proud.
Прабхупада очень гордился.
He brought his disciples to his sister's home.
Дом своей сестры.
And so he had all the devotees sit down.
Он усадил всех преданных.
And prasadam was served nicely.
Прасадам очень хорошо раздавали.
Prabhupada was like, you know, just every bite he was taking.
Каждый кусочек пищи,
Did you ever taste anything?
Прабхупада
сказал, ну ладно.
Все приготовлено на горчичном масле.
Прабхупада
сказал.
What is the problem?
Ну
что? And she said, Prabhupada, you told us that we should not eat things cooked in oil.
Что нельзя есть то, что приготовлено на
горчичном масле. That we should only eat things cooked in ghee.
Нужно есть то, что приготовлено на ghee.
Prabhupada looked at her. Посмотрел на нее. I never said that.
Он сказал, я этого никогда не говорил.
She was all about ghee. In the end, when Sushila came to Vrindavan, Prabhupada had not eaten really for months. And I remember I was in the room when Pishima came. And
Bhakti
Chamaraj informed
Prabhupada
Pishima had come. And Prabhupada started crying. And Prabhupada said, she is a pure Vaishnavi. And because she was initiated by my Guru Maharaj. She is a pure devotee of the Lord. She said, but throughout my whole life, all I did was offend her. I used to call her names. I used to beat her. I used to do so many things. She's a pure devotee and I offended her.
Она чистая, преданная.
And Prabhupada said, please,
и Прабхупада сказал,
because she is pure Vaishnavi, you beg her to forgive me for having offended her.
Пожалуйста, простите ее, простите меня за то, что я оскорблял ее.
And Пишима heard that.
Когда Пишима услышала это,
she just went wild.
Она просто взбесилась.
She said, no.
Сказала, нет.
She said, you never offended anyone in your life.
Ты никогда никого в жизни не оскорблял.
You are the pure devotee.
Ты чистый преданный.
She said, you have always been perfect in all your dealings.
Ты всегда совершенно вел себя.
And then Prabhupada said, Krishna has sent her here.
Тогда Прабхупада сказал, Кришна прислал ее сюда.
To save my life by cooking for me.
Чтобы спасти мою жизнь, что она будет готовить для меня.
So then he asked Pishima. He said, please go to the kitchen and cook.
И тогда он попросил Пишиму приготовить ему что-нибудь.
And even though he hadn't eaten for months,
несмотря на то, что он уже месяц не ел,
she cooked like a nice little feast.
Она приготовила небольшой пир.
And for like 2 days, Prabhupada ate everything that was brought to him.
И в течение 2 дней Прабхупада съедал все, что ему принесли.
He just to show his love that he had for his sister.
Показать свою любовь к сестре. Очень замечательно.
I remember the first time I saw her.
Я помню, что когда я впервые увидел ее.
I was crossing the Ganga coming from Navadvipa.
Я переплывал Гангу с Навадвипа.
And the boat got to the Mayapur side.
Лодка подъехала к Майпуру.
And there was a group of people.
Там находились
группы. In rickshaws ahead of us.
Группа людей, все они были в рикшах.
And no, that wasn't Pishima. That wasn't Pishima.
Это не было Пишима.
There was this group of people in front of us.
Перед нами была группа людей.
And this one Bengali man came back to me.
Один бенгалец подошел ко мне.
And they said, do you know the way to Bhaktivedanta Swami's place?
А вы знаете, как попасть в Бхактивиданте Свами?
They said, because we want to go there and meet him.
Они сказали, поскольку мы хотим туда съездить и видеть его.
And I said, oh, you know him?
Я спросил, вы его знаете?
And the man said, yes.
Я сказал, да.
He is my father-in-law.
Он мой свекр или тесть.
And then I walked up next to the rickshaw.
Я подошел к рикше.
Where his wife was sitting.
Где сидела его жена.
Who was Prabhupada's daughter.
Это человека. Это была дочь Прабхупады.
And like I looked at this woman.
Я посмотрел на эту женщину.
And she was like, you know, sort of middle-aged.
Она была средних лет.
Bengali lady.
Бенгальская леди.
She's like nice and round.
Круглая. Круглая.
Yeah, and like nice Bengali sari.
Она носила очень хорошую
бенгальскую.
Я посмотрел на нее лицо.
Prabhupada's face.
Это было просто лицо Прабхупады.
And Pishima looked just like Prabhupada also.
Пишима тоже выглядел в точности как Прабхупада.
They're amazing, amazing people.
Потрясающие личности.